Buster, okay, you ready?
To Melvin.
Buster Posey was wrong, and now he's admitting it.
What was he wrong about?
Because he's selling. He thought the team was better than it was. So get on Posey. He thought the team was better than it was.
Stop striking out. You know, get advance the runner. You know, gee whiz. He needs to come.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I need to be clear about something. 415. Steinmetz is now distancing himself from Endeavors when he was just as excited as the rest of us. You're right. Let me be clear. When the Giants got Devers, did I think they had action? Absolutely, positively.
And I got some
and
info.
And so did you.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so did Vegas, Steiny. Right.
Everybody did, including Buster Posey.
Okay.
What has happened since then has told me, not that they're underachieving, that they're still a ways away. We overestimated this team at that time. And I are they underachieving?
That okay.
I do not believe they are. Because, like, what, Patrick
Bailey is doing it right. Even though he's been hot, his season has been underachieved. Come
they have not scored all year. They don't hit. Like, and let's just take the umbrella of what we now know. Forget individual players. How's their offense?
It's two hits.
How's
the other
their defense?
Night. Shaky, and it shouldn't be.
Well, that right there, I don't even have to talk about pitching. That's a 500 team. The team can't hit, and they're not great in the field.
I'll tell you what.
And I don't think, yeah, I get it. Devers is not hitting, but they don't have enough hitters is what that's the conclusion I've come
well,
to.
Well, the three guys that you paid exactly that are on the books that have you almost to 200 millies, Donnie, for whatever reason, if you got a magic genie that you can look in you know they're going to bounce back next year, then there's nothing to see here. Okay, this just wasn't the year.
I got to be honest.
But, Donnie, three of your studs, your horses, are not doing it.
And I got to be honest here. If you're really going to kind of rip Adamas, Devers, and Chapman, two guys who have been here 100 games. One guy's been here 100 games. Another guy's been here 40. And Chapman's been here, 2 years? Then get on Buster Posey because he acquired three guys then who aren't very good. But I don't think they're not very good.
Neither do I.
I just think they're not playing well.
Yeah, and I'm
those three guys,
out.
I'm like, look, is Devers not? Sure. Devers is underachieving. Chapman? Chapman's been Chapman. Adamas? Adamas's numbers are now about where they should be. So whether he had four bad months and two great months, the reality is right here, right now, Adamas is like not having a terrible year.
He's the least
so
of your problems.
So he's not totally underachieving. Yeah. Like, here's the other thing. Okay, Ramos. He made the All-Star team last
year. Yes, he did.
And now we've watched him for another year. And what have we found out? He's a bad fielder. He's a bad fielder.
But pretty good with the sticks.
Great. Yeah. But he's a bad fielder. That has cost you. And you know what? He's not, none of these guys are good enough to be bad defenders.
Well, That you know, up until Devers playing first base, you got a position for that when you don't want to try to hide a guy that can hit and can't field. That's the DH position. But I'll say this about the excitement. And I appreciate the 415 basically having my back, Steiny. And you admitted you were excited. You don't play the ponies like I do in Dibs and Willard. And that's gambling, Steiny. But if you want to talk about people's most important investment, that's their chicken. When Ralphie Devers was announced that he was coming to the Giants, Steiny, their odds of making the playoffs were minus 170. So that meant you had to put down 170. That's steep to win 100. And that pretty much tells you, man, this is supposed to happen. You know what it is now for the Giants to make the playoffs? Plus 300. You put $100 down, you win 300. I'm just asking you to explain, and you kind of have, we all can, what happened from the heavy favorites of the announcement of Devers and how we got here.
One of the things I've noticed.
Plus 300.
And I wonder, they probably do it in other cities. But here is the only city I live in. And I got to tell you, I feel like, I don't know if it's with, it's kind of with every team. You know, like, we think Ramos is better than he is. We thought Hayden Birdsong was going to be a really great pitcher. Like, we think these guys are better than they, like Jung-Hoo Lee. Well, Jung-Hoo Lee, like, he hasn't even played enough baseball for us to understand whether he's underachieving. All I know is what he's done since he's been a big league player, and he's below average. So I don't even know if he's underachieving.
I hadn't even heard about him before he came to town, so I'll just leave that there. But, yeah.
Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Prayers for everybody. I was one of the ones that played at that. First, I said Clay was gone, and then I said I didn't like the Devers trade, and I grew up in the city. I took so much heat from everybody I know.
What was it about it?
It was about he couldn't hit an outside fastball in the ballpark.
Gotcha.
Those were the two things I thought about, with the right field, the ball, not knowing what position to play, and the outside. I remember I said the scout I know for a long time, he said he could not hit a fastball away, and you see how they're blowing him away. And it's told you the two games he played against Boston, they had second and third. They struck him out twice, and Miami popped him out and struck him out. And I went, oh, boy. But I would – until Posey gets a guy in the front office from the outside to come in and give him an evaluation. We all – because John McVay was with the 49ers between Walsh and DeBartolo. You had Jerry West. We all know what he did. And then you had Brian Sabian and Ned Colletti. And Ned Colletti was like the go-between. They need somebody from – he kept all the same guys. And he brought in Randy Wynn.
Right.
So how are you going to have a true evaluation of your team? And who's the guy, like we all grew up, either our dad or somebody at work that took us under our wing, gave us tough love, and kind of checked us. But I would actually call the Yanks. I mean, I know they're not going to do it. But about Devers, Robbie Ray's got a year left, and how many left on his arm? Your closer. And maybe, because if you're 27th in your league in your farm system and you're not scoring runs, and don't worry about the fans. They've come out for a bad product for years, so why not? They're not going to disappear. Why not just see what, I mean, if you don't make the call, you don't know what the answer's going to be, but at least you make the call. Anyway, you guys take care.
Thanks, too.
Everybody.
Thanks, Gary. Gary was early on not liking the Devers trade. I remember him saying that shortly after.
Yeah, remember we were like, man, he kind of broke it down in regard to his swing, but let's just say Jerry West or the Sabians of the world, who's Snoddy, I still, Buster leans on them. They got some type of wherewithal within the organization. So we can't, now are we saying
yes,
there's a Jerry West baseball version that would have looked at Devers and could be the GM for the Red Sox? But the only reason that thing got funky is they didn't want him to play third base. And that, so it wasn't that I thought they thought Devers was done. Because you could look at the contract, and when he initially signed it, Devers did, he was going to be their cornerstone.
I guess
he was their
cornerstone. What I always question is when a team makes a move that the fans embrace, and then they want those front office people to act in a different way than what they were excited about. When Buster Posey got back here, and Gary's right, Burrell was the hitting coach. Oh, he got to stay. I asked Risotto. I did. Yeah. And Gary, I'm glad you brought this up because I had asked Risotto this before the show. How many former Giants has he hired? Burrell was here. Randy Wynn, Vogelsong, Panic, brought Bobby Evans back. And at the time, nobody had a gripe. Why? Because we're getting back to our championship roots. Okay. Well, just because they were around at that time doesn't mean as non-players they're going to be able to get this team to a championship level. And you know what? Here's your victory lap. You're right. You look at Pat Burrell and his career as a hitter and who he was and what. Why is he a hitting coach?
All right, man. Okay, wow.
I'm not saying he stunk.
Yeah, no,
he didn't stink, but it's like, what makes Pat Burrell a hitting coach?
Man, I love
other
that.
Other than, well, he's in the Giants organization. And you know what? He wants to keep that baseball lifestyle going. Draw that paycheck, get on the road, have fun on the road. Yeah,
I got you. It's almost to me real quick, Snotty. I'm a 59% career free throw shooter, and you hired me to teach guys how to shoot free throws. Like, make that make sense.
That said, you know, to me, a batting coach is like a shooting coach in basketball. It's like, you shouldn't really have to need one. You know, you pick up some bad habits in the course of a season, you bring it to the player's attention, and then he goes ahead and addresses it.
But I got
to
tell you something. That was a different victory lap. I'll take it. I thought it was something else.
Now, go ahead and fire Burrow.
To be fair, most coaches were not great players.
Right. It's true.
Right.
And he certainly fits. But, you know, it's like, I get it. Great, like, George Brett would, I could understand.
Yeah. Barry Bonds, I said for manager, but what if he was hitting coach? I believe you're getting I believe he can give you something Pat can't.
925 Steiny, I thought the hitting coach didn't matter. It doesn't. I don't think it does.
But how did you get to that?
But if you have to have one, and everybody does, okay, go ahead and get a good one. But who the hell's Pat Burrell?
His nickname was Pat the Bat.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And the San Francisco Giants, they just got swept by the Pirates. They were swept by the Mets before that. They're a game under 500 at the... You know what? They're a game under 500. I was going to say at the worst possible time.
Well.
Or is it? Maybe this is the best time to finally see the reality of who this team is, because you still can do something.
Yeah. Well, that you can, but right now it doesn't. We'll see if Buster does something in regard to adding.
Well, he's not going to add.
But he's already showing it until 3 o'clock.
Well, Andy Baggerly said he's starting to sell.
And what did Willard tell us? Somebody within the organization texted him after that loss the other night. The whole bullpen was available. So, man, I'll say this just for my vantage point. And we got football tonight, as you mentioned, Chargers, Hall of Fame game, Chargers and Lions. I just can't believe it. The wheels have come off this fast. Like, we're truly, okay, we're in August. But damn, Steiny, I was for sure. And maybe they get hot, right? Maybe they go to New York where Chappie last year made those two incredible plays to win the game or save the game for the Mets. I ain't forgot about that, even though last year didn't culminate in any playoffs, but maybe they get hot. And if you're right, baseball has spoken. Well, it can talk again.
Yeah, next year. It'll talk next year.
Well, no, partner, they got almost 60 games left.
Yeah, sure.
So they could keep being bad.
But at least from this point on, we know Buster Posey doesn't think they're very good. So... why don't we as a fan base get behind Buster Posey and start acknowledging who we really are?
Oh, heck yeah.
We're a 500 team, and we have been for 3.5 years.
He ain't saying that. I know. I really believe he's not saying that.
It's not saying what?
This is just who we are. This is acceptable. We're fine.
Well, it's not acceptable, it is who they are.
We'll find out how acceptable it is if heads roll at the end of the season. But now, until you get to that juncture, I would like to hear from him. And I know he's probably not going to disrespect, especially now in the social media era. If he were to say something, I'm disappointed in my coaches or manager, that thing would blow up. So that's almost like you're firing a guy without firing him. Nobody wants that. I'm just telling you, Steiny, from my standards, the Giant fans, the baseball that they've seen, this hurts. This season up until right now, this hurts. And what's worse is nobody has any answers.
So, I do. Have the answers. Like, this is the team they are. I get it. Devers isn't – is Patrick Bailey better than he's shown? Okay, maybe a little.
All right.
But he's not good enough. Jung Hoo Lee. should be a fourth outfielder. So should Yaz. And like, that's
but
where
we've known that for three or 4 years.
That's right. And that's why
Wilmer Flores.
That's
come
why,
on, man.
Right, Wilmer Flores.
He should. I'm just his knees
just
are shot, no doubt. But you got the best out of him early on. He was having a bounce back season, but it shouldn't fall on him.
It should fall on all of them. They're like, again, here's the other thing. If Buster Posey truly thought this team was a little snake bit, got hit by injuries, have had some bad luck, guys really are grinding, and I think they're coming around, he wouldn't sell. But he's going to sell probably because he can look at this team and say, it's great we were 12 over, but we weren't really a 12 over team. It's terrible that we're 13 and 26, but I don't think we're that bad either. But we're not as good as we thought we were.
I mean, Stani, when does it stop? Last year,
what do you mean, when does it stop?
80 and 82. The year before, 79 and 83.
Dude, the Warriors went 12 straight years without making the playoffs.
I mean, that's the Warriors, 81 and 81. Then, bam, you won 107 in 2021. Then you won the year before that, the strike-shortened season, Stani, what, 29 and 31, 77 and 85, 73, 64, 87, 84.
So shame on us. Shame on us.
And then you won the World Series in 14. But
shame,
man,
on us for actually thinking that because they hired Posey, like, just like that, everything would change.
Well, this is why I feel, you're going to laugh, this is why I kind of lightweight feel sorry for Posey. He opened up the wallet. He opened up the wallet. He pulled off something Farhan would never do. And I got to be honest, I think he's like, why the hell does this goulash taste like mess when I went to Sprouts and got the best of everything? Why is this taste? You know who? You can't go to the player. You can't talk to the carrot. You can't talk to the pepper. But you can damn sure talk to the chef. And the chef in this instance is Melvin.
Okay.
Keep control of your club.
See, and
no, I'm serious now. You think I'm playing?
They're not good enough. They're just not.
But this is substandard. This is embarrassing.
It's not. They're 500.
They don't. You know how they got there. This is nasty. 500s. Now, there's 500s. Then there's 500. This is nasty.
No,
you're embarrassing the Giants.
Is 500?
So will you give me this? The last 3 weeks of on the base pad, whatever. Balls dropping. The Schmidt play.
Okay,
that's give me that. It's embarrassing. That's different than losing.
It's who they are. Like, you know, it's like we watched Mikel Petras step on the sideline for 10 straight freaking years. And after a while, you got to say, well, he steps on the sideline. You know what I mean? Like, that's who we became. I'm just telling you the truth.
He missed the free throws. That's
it's
all
like,
I remember before.
Ramos, guess what? He's not a good fielder. He's just not.
But you
that's
keep not talking
is.
About what he does well. Or okay, and on this team, swell.
Okay, great.
He can hit.
That's crazy.
He's a positive, Stani. His hit now weighs is, I'm sorry, I'm
okay,
disappointed
then
in the
quit complaining
field.
About his fielding.
No, I'm wondering if better instruction will get him to be a better fielder. Yeah. How much confidence do you got in this regime as far as the coaching? Stick him in right field. Hide him.
Don't separate the coaching from Posey. Do not do that.
You're going to laugh. I wonder if Ramos would be as bad in center or right as he is in left. Maybe it's just something about how the ball's coming, the angles in left. Has anybody thought about that? He's played center before.
You want to put him in center.
I'm just I don't know.
Oh, God.
But I don't want you to keep saying he stinks in the outfield.
He's terrible in the outfield. And you know what, Goo? Whether you say, well, his hitting makes up for it. They have all their players are one-dimensional. Mm. They have no – who's their best all-around player? All around. Every aspect. All around.
I'll say Chapman.
Okay. And guess what? He's a 245 hitter. That's who he is.
Risotto, what would you say to that answer? I'll
tell you who I would say.
I wanted
say.
To say, go ahead.
I'd say Adamas.
I would say Chapman, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Adamas leads the league in errors.
So Chapman's your best all-around player. And right there's your problem. If he's your best all-around player, let's go to every other team's best all-around player and compare Chapman to them. Okay? But let's not stop there. Who's the next one? Maybe Adamas.
All right.
Okay, so we got Chapman and Adamas. Who are this team's best two all-around players? Joe Schmo and Jim Smith. Well, they're better. Like,
well, Shasky was doing that exercise today, you know, with the your top three, and he just used Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. And Steiny, he went down the list of the other three, obviously the Dodgers and the other. Like, even if they lost, they were close enough to compete. And I got a flyer for you guys. Last time the Giants were winning World Series, they never would have won that contest. Who are the top three? You know, they had sound, timely hitting, great pitching.
They had the MVP, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
The MVP.
Yeah, that they did. But he's one of the three.
And now their best player or best hitter, the best he's ever been, is 13th in the MVP race. I'm just saying, I think
we think different of Devers, Donnie. I think in modern day baseball, he's a bopper for his generation.
Good. No, he's not.
And that 13th, I lost that battle to you. I thought he was higher.
How many guys have hit 40 homers in the last 5 years in a season? Like 40. Well, Cal Raleigh's there.
Right.
Schwarber, obviously.
Judge.
I'm sure there's a lot more we're not remembering.
But what's your point with that? Like, that's
my point is those are boppers.
Mm.
Devers is a damn good player, but I don't know. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Pretty simple, Giants fans. Like, I get it. Everybody's disappointed. I thought this team would be better too, but when I see where they are right now, I say, you know what? I can see why I thought they would be better, but now I'm seeing why I was wrong. There's been a lot that's happened now I'm looking at this team and thinking, man, they have way more holes than we thought. So I think they're just not as good as we thought they were.
And his manager, one of them.
Sure. If you want to put him in there, he's got to be responsible. But I do not think the problem with this team is they've got enough, but they're underachieving and their manager is hurting them. Where are you guys at, Giants fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you.